Hello, hello. Welcome to part two of All Things LinkedIn. Let's dive right in. I'm not even going to do my regular opening because here's the thing. My assumption is I'm going to post all three of these at once because I'm crazy like that and I just don't have no patience. ADD is getting the best of me and I'm just putting it all out there for you. You're welcome. So if you're taking notes, this is a continuation of the last episode, 47, where I dove all into being essentially our presence on the LinkedIn profile. It was pretty much talking about our profile and how it needs to pop, how our presence can be elevated by doing certain things. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, go back to episode one. Technically, if you're like, my profile is banging, girl. Like, I love it. I don't need to touch any of it. You could be in the right place. I bet you'll still learn something. Go back and listen anyway. But this is part two, and we're diving into being present on the platform. Because the three things we need to do to leverage LinkedIn, to own our awesome on the platform, besides buy my book or join book club, go back an episode to hear all about that. It's in the beginning. So you can listen to the first like 5 minutes to hear about book club. But the three things we need to do is to increase our presence, really elevate our presence on the platform, be present. That's showing up. And I'm going to dive all into that in this episode. And then part three, the next episode, we're going to talk about the presence that you bring to your network. And that's your offers, your gifts, your time, all that good stuff. So let's dive in. Say your profile, your company pages, they're all set up. But how are you showing up on LinkedIn? Are you present? And now present doesn't just mean I log on once a week. Maybe do a little scrolling. Maybe you're a lurky-loo. And listen, I love a good lurker. Like, y'all can be lucrative. Trust me. I love me some LinkedIn lurkers. I literally signed a client the other day, $3,000, and said she has been following me for multiple years, has never commented. She follows me. We're actually connected. So at some point we connected, but there's no DMs between us. I've never seen her comment. And she's now one of my most recent clients. So it's pretty exciting to know that when we think nobody's watching or nobody's like engaging, they're still out there. There's a whole like invisible audience, if you will, but they're not really invisible. They're the ones watching you. All right. So let's talk about being present on the platform. How active are you? Like, do you have a schedule that you set up? Are you a Monday, Wednesday, Friday? Maybe you're a twice a week kind of person, first thing in the morning. Maybe you're a scroller on the toilet. No judgment whatsoever. But are you engaging in other people's conversations? That is the secret sauce. The engagement. It does take a lot of effort, right? I'm not going to lie. You can't pop in for 5 minutes, make four comments. Nice post. Looks good. And think that you're going to make a lot of money off it. You listen, any of my AI people, and one of my best friends is an AI girl through and through, makes millions doing AI in Seattle. You know who you are, girl. I love you, Danielle. Love you, smooches. But you cannot get an highly engaged audience on the platform if you're not engaging with them. You got to engage with them. It's the law of reciprocity. Like, I know there's some gurus out there, and I watch a couple of them, and they're slimy as shit, but they use bots, they use automation, they talk about pods, they're in pods, they're all very incestual on LinkedIn, and I fucking hate it. Damn, I should say this one's for adults, sorry, that's the only time I'll swear, but pods make me emotional, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's one thing if your friends are like, oh my God, I love your post, or you just went to an event and everybody from the event is sharing and commenting and tagging you. That's different. That's like a one-time thing. That's situational. But if you're paying people to engage on your post on LinkedIn, are they even your ideal clients? I mean, I guess the question is, because I'm not dumb. I know how they work and I know there's a value to them. And I know some people really believe in them because they may not be your ideal client, but their network could have your ideal client. And if they're engaging in your stuff, maybe their network will see. And I totally get it. So part of me, like, I've had moments of, if you can't beat them, join them. But then I also said, what energy am I looking to put out on LinkedIn to my clients? Like, I'm teaching my people how to use LinkedIn in the authentic, organic way, not in the ads, the bots, the automations, the pods. If you want to do it real, meet real people, have real meaningful conversations, then stick with me. If you want to go viral, which whatever, I've done a few times, but it's not because of any inorganic ways of doing it. It's just because it was really meaningful content. But if you're only looking to get like 100,000 followers or just to like have some clout, I'm not your girl. I'm not your girl because like I like a big following. I'm not going to lie, but I've done it the right way. And my bank account represents that. Like I make money. People pay me a lot of money to speak and to train them and to do their LinkedIn for them. This is essentially like their profiles. I don't like go on and engage for them, but like 100% I work this platform the way it truly deserves to be worked, right? So anyway, hear me out. This is being present. How active are you on the platform engaging with your network? If you can't tell me that, then that's where we got to start. Like, what are your goals for LinkedIn? I assume if you're going to hit those goals, you have to be present on the platform. You've got to be on there actively seeking people out, using the search bar, finding people who are essentially your ideal clients in your industries. And that's what I teach people. I don't dive too into it while I'm doing like a keynote or a presentation. But when I do strategy sessions, like one-on-one with someone and you're paying me to teach you all things LinkedIn, we dive into the nuts and bolts of what you need to be doing to find your ideal audience, to get engagement, to really increase your reach on the platform. If I'm training a team, I do like a half day workshop on the awesomeness that is LinkedIn and how to leverage it for HR teams, for real estate teams, marketing teams, sales teams, like all company-wide people being ambassadors. So if you work for a company that needs to be on LinkedIn, please send them my way. Let me teach them the ways of LinkedIn awesomeness and how to do it the right way and really increase their reach. I would really appreciate that. Thank you. I'll give you a little referral, something, something, a little bonus, if you will. So DM me who needs to be trained and we'll talk about what that looks like. Okay, let's get into the good stuff. So engaging, being present. It starts for me with knowing where I'm going, right? If we're going somewhere in a car, I don't just like hop in and just start driving and see where it takes me. I mean, sometimes that's fun, right? Like, especially when we're just starting out as drivers, but we're busy professionals now. I need to know where I'm going. I need to know how I'm getting there, get in the car, set the directions and go. I'm going from point A to point B and I'm getting my return on my driving investment, if you will. I want the same for LinkedIn. I'm busy. I can't just I do live on the platform, but I can't essentially be on it all day. I have to go speak places. I have to go train people. I got to go be awesome on stages. Like I got shit to do. All right. This is a very word heavy, swear word heavy episode. Clearly I get jazzed about LinkedIn. I get a little passionate about it and I use some sentence enhancers. Please forgive me if there's kids in the room. That's all right. It's a little spice for their earballs. All right. So earbuds, not earballs. I can't take a deep breath. I just get so crazy and excited about this topic. Obviously, it's why I'm still on the platform. So you need to know where you're going. What are your goals for LinkedIn? And once you know that, you can then say, who are the people I need to find that can either be a resource or will help me to achieve that goal or maybe my ideal clients, right? So we go and find those people. And then are we commenting on their content? Because that's important. Are we engaging regularly with people in our network? Like you could go to your homepage and like filter by top or recent. That's a way to filter our home feed. Recent is my thought is they're on LinkedIn right now. That's why it's called recent. And so I'm going to engage with them for a little bit if they've got some good stuff. But I'm also going to have a strategy, which is what I teach, especially in the book. Have a strategy for your being present on the platform. You're commenting, you're tagging, you're voting on polls, you're driving conversations, you're starting conversations. We'll get to that in a little bit. But what groups are you playing in? Groups are still very relevant on LinkedIn. But all of this comes down to say, are you consistent on LinkedIn? Are you consistently on the platform? Are you consistent with engaging? Are you letting yourself be seen, be known while you're on the platform? Like, why even get on it if you're not going to do anything? I mean, maybe you're looking for something specific to like find a resource, and that's okay because everybody's goals are different. It depends on what your goals are. As I lay it out in the book, I've got students employees, executives, entrepreneurs. You probably fall into one of those four categories. And if your goals fall under those categories, I give you a whole strategy in the book. Find it on Amazon or go to my website, mirandavonfricken.com/book. Grab the book. And it tells you what you can be doing. And we talk about a strategy. Who do you need to connect with, right? Like, how do you connect with them? DM them. There's actually a QR code in my book that talks about DMs. It's a video. It's a training. It's how you DM. It's how you do everything. I'm on a mission to get people to love the DMs again because that's where I live. I love the DMs because that's where we can really connect to the person, not just the profile. So are you showing up regularly? Do you have a schedule? Do you put it in your calendar? Are you like, I scroll and then I disappear and I never come back? Are you posting and ghosting? Like, don't do that because you got to engage with your people too. Those who engage with you, they deserve replies to their comments. This is where we're having very meaningful conversations. It's just so important that we stay present on the platform. But it's also very important that we stay present in a way that works for us. So if you're a student, you may have a little more time to engage. Or if you're an executive, you may not have any time. I've worked with executives who are like, I love to engage, but I don't really have the time for it. So I came up with a 10-minute toilet strategy. It's hilarious that executives still work with me. It's a 10-minute toilet strategy. I'm like, I'm not judging you. I don't need to hear about your morning routine in the bathroom. But let's be honest, most every human is sitting on the toilet for at least 10 minutes a day. And you're probably bringing your phone in with you. Turn your toilet habit into a LinkedIn habit. 10-minute toilet habit where you are engaging with people on LinkedIn. If you could do that 10 minutes a day or you remember it twice a week, whatever. That can move the needle forward on your being present on the platform. Oh my gosh, this one could be an embarrassing episode, but I just don't care. I keep it real. That's how I roll. You guys follow me because I keep it real. So 10-minute toilet habit for all, not just executives, but for all. But if you don't have time, that's a great way to take to, you know, kind of like multitask. Okay, I'm moving on from that topic. Okay, you get what I'm saying. All of this, being active on the platform, having a legit strategy, engaging regularly, commenting, tagging people that are a part of the conversation or that would like the conversation, replying to your comments on your post itself, playing in groups, engaging with people in specific groups and being super consistent with this. I call all of this continuous magnetism. Essentially, it's the nurture phase of the sales process. Last episode, we talked about attracting them. Well, now we're talking about nurturing them. So are you nurturing the people on your profile, your network, your community? This is being present. You must be present to nurture people. And that's so valuable if you are going to achieve any of your goals. Being present is actually the key. But here's the thing. You can be super present on the platform. And if they go to your profile and it looks janky, there's a problem. They're still not going to take action. I think I heard recently in a sales, I don't know, something or other, a video somewhere, that it used to take 7 touches to get somebody to buy. Now it's up to 21. Can you imagine 21 touches? Oh my gosh. Like, I mean, of course, we've got email, we've got, you know, social media, we've got direct mail, we've got TV, radio, whatever. Where can you get the most touches, the most bang for your buck, if you will? That's going to be on social media. And if your people are on LinkedIn, which let's be honest, they are, then you're going to want to touch them a lot on LinkedIn. This is such a sassy episode. You are going to want to touch them through commenting, through engaging in their comments, through DMs. I mean, we haven't even really gotten deep into the DMs yet. That's going to be the next episode where I talk about your presence. Right, giving them the gifts of your presence. And so all of this is essentially the magnetism, the continuous magnetism or the nurturing of your audience. Friends, I highly encourage you to get your profile up and running in order to leverage it. So when people get there, they know what to do. They feel your energy and they want to work with you. That counts as a touch. But then being present on the profile or on the actual platform itself is really where the magic happens. You can get more bang for your buck by engaging with other people, by supporting them, by elevating them. Shit, share this episode. even with the four or five swear words that have been in it so far. Like, share others, elevate others. I do a Fab Four on Fridays when I remember, or when I get to the four amazing people that I've met with, and I'll probably do it this week. Like, shout out other women, other business owners, students, job seekers, like, shout them out. This helps not only them, but it helps us grow too. And the law of reciprocity is real, people. That's the law on LinkedIn, is reciprocity. So if you're looking to nurture your audience, of course, increase your reach, grow your brand, your business, get promoted, you need to be present on LinkedIn. All right, friends. Next episode is all about you, the gift of you and your expertise. I call it the presence. Same spelling. Different, wrapped up in a different bow, if you will. Pun intended. All right. Until next time, continue to be awesome. Shoot me a DM. Let's connect if we're not connected already on LinkedIn or Instagram. I can't wait to hear about your presence. Answer your questions as well about LinkedIn. Talk to you soon and continue to be awesome. Bye.